Shorelines are where oceans and seas meet land. Over time, natural processes such as wind, precipitation, and waves cause them to become eroded. Several of the island's shorelines are on the cusp of erosion, and the government has stepped in to help protect them. We tell you about these efforts and more in this edition of Tourism Roundup. I am Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. Out of many comes one people. Natural shorelines are the undeveloped fringe areas along the edge of a water body. They connect the shallow aquatic portion of the water body with adjacent upland. These areas perform important environmental functions such as regulating water quality. Additionally, they sustain critical habitat for a variety of organisms such as invertebrates, fish, amphibians, reptiles, and mammals. However, while these areas work as protector for several organisms, they are under constant threat of being eroded by waves, gravity, and climate change. Negril in Westmoreland is one area experiencing shoreline erosion.
Increased coastal activities, some related to climate change, have seen in the last 40 years Negril suffering a net 30 meters loss of beach sand, resulting in some establishments now virtually being in the sea. In the last 10 years, Negril has experienced 5 hurricanes, which have contributed and accelerated the sand loss. The loss is further exacerbated by dying seagrass beds and pollution from upper watersheds, particularly from sewage.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Peter Knight. This erosion poses a threat to the tourism industry and the livelihood of those who depend on the sector. Residents and tourism stakeholders in the tourist Mecca have called for increased measures to protect the world-famous beaches in the locale, and the government has responded with a $902 million adaptation fund program.
Among the expected outcomes are enhanced capacity to protect livelihoods and food security in vulnerable communities, and improve institutional and local capacity for sustainable management of natural resources and disaster risk reduction in the targeted vulnerable areas.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. Under the program, approximately 2,500 meters of the Negril shoreline is to be rehabilitated. Stakeholders in the resort town are being encouraged to join in and contribute to the improvement efforts.
For us to adequately address the issues in Negril, it will require partnerships between the government and the Negril stakeholders. I believe that the Negril stakeholders must put up their hands and contribute significantly to whatever is to be done in the Negril area. After all, the Negril community will benefit.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Peter Knight. The Adaptation Fund finances projects and programs to help developing countries adapt to the negative effects of climate change. Now to our No Jamaica feature. Today we look at Jamaica as it relates to the spelling of the word. It was only after the English conquest in 1655 that the spelling of Jamaica was standardized. Englishmen wrote the word as it sounded, and this resulted in several spellings. Some of the spellings included G-E-M-E-C-O-A, G-E-M-E-G-O-E, J-A-M-I-C-O, J-A-M-M-A-C-A, and M-A-M-E-C-A-H. It was also often spelled as X-A-Y-M-A-C-A. The first map on which Jamaica appears was made by Bartholomew Columbus, Christopher Columbus's younger brother, to illustrate the Admiral's fourth voyage. He spelled it J-A-M-A-I-C-H-A. That's where we end this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Until next time, I am Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.